Hi, friends, and welcome to the Voices of MCC podcast. As our hope is that you will be encouraged in your faith as you hear how MCC beliefs and practices are fleshed out in the daily lives of the members of our fellowship. Happy today to have Kevin and Marie Dunford on the podcast, and we are excited to think about God's leadership in their lives. Kevin is a student at Midwestern Seminary, and his wife, Marie, is a nurse at Liberty Hospital, been at MCC now for a couple of years. Kevin and Marie, welcome to the Voices of MCC podcast.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
MCC folks, thanks for listening, and guests, appreciate it.
We are grateful for your fellowship here and thinking about the Lord's leadership in your life. When we have students who come to MCC or to MBTS, we recognize that it is a season of life. Folks are at a seminary to be trained and to be deployed. We do think in terms of military strategy. In 2 Timothy 2, Paul is talking about training leaders. And he uses military imagery and the idea of training those who might teach others also and being strong in this regard and deployment kinds of ideas. And that's what we are thinking about here today with Kevin and Marie, an opportunity in Wisconsin that is before them. And so we're excited to share about that. But first, let's talk about the Lord's leadership to MBTS and to MCC. Kevin, unpack that just for a bit here. What brought you to Kansas City, to Midwestern Seminary, and then to MCC?
Yeah, so this was back in 2017. Marie and I both graduated from college at the same time, and I graduated with a degree in elementary education and started my first year of teaching in our hometown. And I was teaching fifth grade at a local elementary school. And in that first year of teaching, I knew it was going to be incredibly hard. And indeed it was. But there were so many other challenges, unexpected, that came with that. An extremely, extremely challenging year for me. But God definitely used that year in a big way, in so many different ways. But just trying to be succinct here, God definitely brought me to, I would say a clear knowing that this wasn't the direction that I wanted, to invest the rest of my life in, as far as, being a professional in a career in education. And giving my all, you know, to that venue. I loved serving with kiddos, but I could not see myself getting passionate about education and curriculum development and things of that nature. And so I ended up resigning after my first year of teaching and had no idea what was next in store for Marie and I. And it was about a year and a half process where I would shoot idea after idea after idea at Marie, to the point where it overwhelmed her. But one idea that just kept coming back was the idea of vocational ministry. There were times where it excited me, and then there were many times where I just was absolutely scared as far as pursuing after that. But the curiosity never left. And finally, there just kind of came a point after affirmation from our pastors, affirmation from Marie and those closest to us, that we just knew that it was the right decision to surrender to this curiosity that I had. So the first step that we thought was wisest was to pursue after a theological education. Since I didn't get that at the undergraduate level, and I went to a public school for my degree. So it was the summer of 2019 mm-hmm. that we moved down here to Kansas City.
Yes.
And and yeah, the rest is history.
Yes, history, and we are happy for that history. It has been great to have you as a student and then to have you as a church member as well. And remembering your opportunities with Timothy Track, the program at MBTS that connects first-year students with churches, and getting to meet you, and then the Lord just connecting the dots, the commonality of both having an elementary ed degree. And I remember the first time we met and connecting in that way, this is fun. And you were going to be in elementary Greek that I was teaching. And so getting to be together and then having you as an intern, as a part of the Timothy Track program, has been a delight. And as every student comes to seminary and thinks, what does the Lord have for me afterward? What am I doing here now to prepare me for that? As you finished your first year and then in your second year, you were continuing to think about pastoral ministry and what that might be like. Catching us up further now and the big reveal moment here, tell us how the Lord is leading you, where he's leading you, and then we'll unpack the process that has gotten you to this point.
Sure. I realized that I didn't touch on the second part of your first question as far as how God brought us to MCC. You mentioned a little bit as far as that with the Timothy Track and then just the connection that you and I had as far as being prior elementary school teachers. When we moved here, we went out for Chick-fil-A. We have no Chick-fil-A's up in Wisconsin. And so that was like, for us, it was like, oh yeah, if we're going to have a date night, we're going to go out to Chick-fil-A. And I brought with me, when Marie and I went out to Chick-fil-A, I brought with us a Paul David Tripp book, New Morning Mercies. And so we just had that with us. We were going to read a devotional after we got done eating. And so we're sitting outside at Chick-fil-A on Berry Road there near Zona Rosa. And there was this young high school girl that came up to us, pointed out the book and said, "Hey, I know that book." And she is, you know, telling us that she has it as well. And then so we get to talking and, you know, I share with her that I'm a student at Midwestern, and she shares with me, "Oh, my father's a professor at Midwestern." And I was like, "Really?" And she's like, "Yeah, his name is Professor Dr. Chipman." And so it was Kesed that we met for the first time. And she shared with us that you were also a pastor. And so we thought, well, hey, why not go visit these guys' church? And
part of the Timothy Track too, which was even more of a connection.
Right. Yeah. Coming into seminary, I had no idea what avenue of ministry I wanted to pursue after. I was really thinking that, you know, God was leading us into vocational ministry, but wasn't sure if that was going to be, you know, chaplaincy, or if that was going to be serving in some way in the church. And so that Timothy Track was huge. That year-long internship here at MCC was so helpful in giving us clarity. Marie knew that this was the direction that, you know, we want to pursue after. And it seemed that God was affirming that. To finally answer your next question here, the news is that, yeah, that we're going to be moving this upcoming December to West Bend, where there's a Baptist church there. I guess the story of how this all came together, it was back in, I believe it was February, where the pastor of First Baptist Church just messaged me on Facebook Messenger. And the circumstances there was that there was a pastor on the pastoral staff that was leaving. And so they were looking to fill his shoes. And I was, I guess, the first person that came to his mind. And so it was, we had conversations for I would say a few months, where we just kind of were working through questions that I had. What seemed like, it felt like I was asking him 100 questions about the church and whatnot. Every conversation that we were having, probably about once a week or so, It was just, it was so encouraging just to hear his vision for the church, you know, where they stand theologically, you know, how they see, you know, I guess my role at their church. And what was really cool to hear was they, you know, he and Caleb, who's the other pastor, they desire for me to have a year-long internship. You know, to see how the Lord has gifted me spiritually, and, you know, they want to maximize that. And so that first year internship is going to give clarity as far as, you know, how, you know, I can best use my spiritual gifts to serve the church. And so that will clarify what my role will be. Trying to think here.
Yeah.
I'll jump in. That's a great summary there. So there it is, folks. West Bend, Wisconsin. And the opportunity has arisen just in the last 3 months or so. And Kevin, it's been fun the last couple of years here as we've kind of grown in friendship and participating in ministry and at MBTS. And your teachability, continually saying, hey, I want you to help me. I want you to affirm me when I'm ready. I don't want to jump out on anything too quickly. Remember pointed conversations about these kinds of ideas. Hey, I, you know, if I'm not doing something well, let me know. This was your attitude. And that's great as a student. Some students aren't like that. Some students, you know, if I'm doing well, tell me. If I'm not doing well, don't say a word. You know, is their attitude, but you were not that way. You're wanting to know, how can I be better? What am I doing well at? So that we could have an honest relationship. And it's been fun to see you grow as a student and as a leader at church, and your involvement with kids, your stepping out and initiating ideas, your preaching, and just a delight to see these activities that you've been engaged in. And I think pastoral ministry is a good fit, and I'm excited for how the Lord has brought this opportunity about. Let's unpack just a little bit more of the specifics of the church at West Bend. Your family history there, I think, is really pretty remarkable. And then also your connection with Luke, the senior pastor there. So unpack there the family history of the church, and then the senior pastor who reached out to you in February on Facebook Messenger. You've known him for a while. So tell us how the Lord has worked in the past and is connecting these dots now.
Yeah, so this is another really cool element to all of this. So my uncle, his name is Bruce. I don't think he planted this church in West Bend. I think it was more of a church revitalization, but he and his wife, Debbie, they moved down to West Bend after completing Bible college. And it was the year that I was born, back in 1993. My Uncle Bruce and Aunt Debbie have been there for their entire ministry in West Bend. You know, I remember certainly as a kid, I mean, we were very close. My family is very close, you know, with my uncle and aunt and cousins. And so very, you know, frequently we would travel to West Bend to hang out with them. There was always 1 week every summer where my parents would send myself and my sister to West Bend to hang out with our relatives. And so the First Baptist Church was kind of, I guess my church away from, you know, our local church, you know, where I was growing up. And so, it's really cool just, how God has kind of worked all this out. My uncle retired back in, I want to say it was 2013 or so. But the connection with Luke, when I joined the United States Air Force and went down to Texas for basic training. And then after graduating from basic training, I had tech school right away. And that was in Wichita Falls, Texas. And I was there for about 3 months or so, learning, you know, my job, working on the F-16 fighter jet ejection seats. And so, you know, for me at that age, I was probably 18 or so. And God just really impressed upon me to get connected with a local church while I was down there in training. And what's so cool is that during tech school, you know, I'm fresh out of basic training, but they give you a little bit more freedom outside of, you know, when you finish basic training. And so we were able to leave the base, you know, on the weekends and things like that. And so I just kind of did a Google search, you know, of churches nearby the base. I came across just this little rinky-dinky Baptist church in Wichita Falls. And I was doing some digging on the website, and I came on the pastoral staff page, and Luke, who's the pastor at West Bend right now, he, you know, it just so happened that he was the pastor of this church back in 2013. I guess what led me to go to that Baptist church over the others was the fact that in his little bio description, it mentioned that Luke went to Maranatha Baptist University, which is a small Baptist school in Wisconsin, which was a college that I was a student at. So, you know, for me, it was just like, oh, I got to meet this guy and I got to visit this church. And, you know, what are the odds that there's, you know, a Wisconsin person, you know, down here in Wichita Falls, Texas. So during my time during tech school, I was connected with that church and connected with Luke and just got to really get to know him at a personal level during that time. And it was such a blessing, you know, for me. So now fast forwarding, 8 years now, Luke moved from Wichita Falls, Texas, and he became the senior pastor after my Uncle Bruce retired at First Baptist Church in West Bend. And so he's been serving there since 2014 or so. We haven't really, you know, kept in touch after my time in Texas, but we were friends on Facebook, you know, and just kind of kept in touch in that way. And then, in February, out of the blue, he messaged me. I wasn't looking for a full-time job. You know, we weren't looking to move back to Wisconsin. And, you know, God in his kind providence, he, you know, brought about this opportunity. That's kind of, you know, as far as the family history goes, and then just even my connection with Luke, it's just really cool to see how God, very much so was planning this all along. You know, even starting back in 1993 with my uncle pastoring there, and then in 2013 connecting with Luke for the first time down in Texas, you know, and just all this time together is it's pretty cool.
It is. This is just a great story. So when we first met, you texted me here when we first met to talk about this in February. Something you texted me, hey, I got this job possibility and talk with you about it as soon as we can. And so we got together and you started doing the whole triangle here. Okay, I was in Texas, Wichita Falls for military service, and I meet this guy named Luke, go to his church, had a connection with him. He's now in Wisconsin pastoring the church that my uncle pastored for a long time. Your uncle was there 20 years or something like that?
Yeah. Yep. 20 years.
Yeah. So it's like you're the bridge from generations of pastors and family, and it's rich. This is all just bringing to mind a comment I heard Warren Wiersbe say once. Warren Wiersbe from Back to the Bible and the B series of commentaries. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kevin? Warren Wiersbe, you know that name at all?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he made a comment once that we're all bridge builders. And he likened himself to being a bridge builder, trying to connect with people. And the Lord is doing that. He's building bridges. He's connecting. And there are people that we are going to meet today or interact with today or tomorrow. And it may be that the Lord has something of partnership with them and us 10 years from now, 20. We just don't know. This is how he's working. And so it's fun when we can have those moments like right now where you're seeing it come together. when you see what was going on in the past, now you have an opportunity to bring it together. And I'm excited for Luke reaching out to you and the way that you're going to have an internship for a year. Though you're going to be a staff person and be paid, you're going to have opportunity to have lots of different ministry outlets, and that will be a blessing. I know your heart to be a team player is going to be a blessing. And I just, when I think about you, I think about someone like Wiersbe was talking about, bridge builders, trying to connect. And I think you're just going to be a great glue for the church there. And the idea of connection will be a blessing for your family as well. Maria, I want to just get some geography here. So West Bend is how far from your parents?
So it is almost exactly 2 hours.
And from Kevin's parents?
2 hours.
So 2 hours one way, 2 hours another way, and a baby.
Yes. And my friends are about an hour and a half away. And to top it all off, my sister's going to be living 20 minutes away where she's going to school for physical therapy. So it pretty much just keeps getting better.
It does. Well, we are rejoicing with you, and I am just so excited. When this possibility came about, Kevin and I met, we're talking about it, and then as more details developed, I just, in the back of my mind, said, this just seems to be of the Lord. If there are ways that this can work, I think it really could be of him with a baby and getting to be a little closer to family. And this is something that I continually tell students. The Lord often brings students to a seminary and sends them back to their home area, sends them back to people that they can relate with easily. They can continue to build bridges with. You don't need to go learn to speak Wisconsin. No, now it's a little strange if a student says, when I graduate, you know, if they're from Wisconsin, they say, I want to go plant a church in Southern Alabama. I say, well, I don't know, you know, yeah. Or someone from rural Arkansas says, I want to go plant a church in Manhattan, New York City. I just don't think so. You know, I probably not going to be too hard to cross. There are some bridges that are a little harder to cross that we can't get across, but I'm excited for you all to get back. So here's a quick speed round here. Let's think some about Wisconsin. Kevin, one cheese dish you wish every Kansas Cityan would taste.
I don't know. Wisconsin cheese curds. I just think you can't go wrong with Wisconsin cheese curds. And
the squeakier, the better.
The squeakier, the better. That's for sure.
There it is, folks. That's the phrase. We're going to title this podcast, The Squeakier, the Better. Marie, your favorite custard flavor?
Oh, chocolate from Culver's. I mean, hands down. I mean, it's just, and they have Culver's here, so it's just amazing. It was going to be a no-go if there was no Culver's here. I'm not going to lie. So chocolate, I'm plain Jane.
Yep. Coldest Wisconsin temperature that you've ever endured, Kevin?
Oh, my word. I think it was when we went out on our first date.
Yeah, so on our first date back in 2014.
Sure.
Yeah, 2013, 2014, I'm not sure. It was, what, negative 50?
Yeah. I mean, they said you shouldn't go out because your vehicle could break down, you know, driving. But we made it happen.
we didn't let that stuff.
It was terrible. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's the type of cold where it slaps you hard in the face and it hurts. It hurts the moment you walk out the door. Yeah. So, you know, I'll be honest. I'm not looking forward to that element. That will not be fun, the going back to Wisconsin winters, but at the same time, it's your homeland, and you know what to do with it. And I'm willing to, you know, have to deal with that, you know, to enjoy all the other beauties of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Marie, what are you going to miss most about Liberty Hospital?
You know what? I would say I have some of the most caring and compassionate coworkers they're like the best nurses I've ever met in my life. And so I'm just like, when I came, the professionalism and compassion that these nurses show towards their patients just of their own, just it's just who they are. It was truly remarkable. And I learned so much, and I've become so much better of a nurse and more selfless and caring because of them. And I'm just so grateful for that. And I love the nature of the job that I work in now. And I didn't work in that when I was back in Wisconsin. So now I know where I want to be, I think, for the rest of my nursing career, at least until my heart is changed to do something different. But yeah, very grateful for my coworkers.
Love it. Kevin, best book in seminary so far? Best book you've read in seminary so far?
That is such a good question. So being, you know, as far as pastoral ministry and it all being just, you know, very fresh to me and having no prior experience, I just really appreciated Jared Wilson's book called The Pastor's Justification. It just has really opened my eyes to the pressures that pastors face, the common temptations that pastors will fall into. And Wilson's challenge is to ultimately rest in the gospel. And that, as pastors, you don't need to try to be something, you are clothed in Christ's righteousness. So I would say the pastor's justification has been extremely helpful as far as giving me a better understanding, as far as what it's like to be a shepherd and just how to best love God's sheep.
It's great. Let's think about pastors and our work here and your opportunity at West Bend. And students are going to be listening to this podcast. Your friends will, but I want to think especially for those who are training for ministry, those who are called to ministry. When you think about principles that come to mind in just reflecting on the Lord's calling on you here to West Bend, could you give us two or three principles that could help to guide those who are looking to serve the Lord? What comes to mind as far as guiding principles or advice?
Yeah, that's a good question. When Luke messaged me back in February, my initial reaction, I honestly didn't know how I felt about it. There was definitely an element of just being excited. But also kind of scared and intimidated and just had no idea what to say back to him, you know, in that message. So one of the first things I did, I just messaged him and said, you know, hey, thanks so much for reaching out to me. Do you mind just giving me a week or two, just to pray about, you know, whether or not, it's God's will, you know, for us just to even have a conversation, have ongoing conversations about this opportunity. Being patient, being slow and just taking your time, that week and a half or 2 weeks of just praying about it to myself, but then also just, you know, having conversations with Marie about it, praying together in family worship. That was so huge as far as guiding our decision making, you know, with this opportunity. While I was also, you know, praying about this opportunity, I also, and this kind of goes into my second principle that, you know, I just would encourage guys to do is just to reach out to Christian men, who you look up to. I reached out to, you know, Pastor Todd, I reached out to my cousin Scott, I reached out to my brother-in-law, John, bouncing this, you know, message off of them and just hearing their thoughts and just, you know, them helping me, you know, to make sure, you know, that I'm thinking through it clearly was so, so beneficial. For instance, when I was talking to my cousin Scott, every person that I talked to just encouraged me to, you know, just for the experience alone, just as far as engaging in a conversation, you know, about this, everyone was encouraging me to do that. But Scott specifically encouraged me to take a look at a book called Don't Just Send a Resume. Have you heard of that book?
I've not.
Pastor? Yeah, it's Don't Just Send a Resume, and it's by Benjamin, and I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but Verbicek. Don't Just Send a Resume, How to Find the Right Job in the Local Church, and yeah, by Benjamin Verbicek, I guess we're going to go with that. But that book was so helpful as far as helping me just to think through this entire process. I mean, in the back of the book, there's a list of I'm not sure if it's 500, but I mean, it's definitely in the hundreds. I'd say 300 questions, you know, of potential questions, you know, that a pastor should at least, an individual should ask a pastor, you know, as they're interviewing, you know, for a pastoral position. And so all of those questions just really, you know, really helped me to think through it clearly. And that led to just having such a fruitful conversation with Luke Love, you know, about this opportunity, getting to learn, you know, more about, you know, where he and the other pastor, Caleb, stand theologically. It helped give clarity as far as, you know, what types of specific questions to ask, you know, regarding the vision of the church and just even the health of the church. I would definitely recommend this book to guys who are coming out of Bible college or seminary and, you know, are beginning the process as far as looking for a pastoral position somewhere. But I also encourage just members. I think this book is very beneficial for church members because of those questions in the very back. I think just really help individuals just think through, you know, as they're looking for a church to join. I think those questions would be very beneficial for them. I mentioned, you know, prayer, don't talk to others. Don't just send a resume and talk to others. Those would be my three principles.
Kevin, that is so helpful for guys. And I'm excited for what your comments there will do. And the reference to Jared Wilson's book is a good one for us to keep in mind and for pastors to read and to think about as they look to a potential church and setting the stage and the framework for what they're going to think about pastoral ministry. These are great resources, and your principles are going to be helpful. Kevin and Marie, this is great. It has been fun to connect here, and we are happy to have you as members at MCC now and to be alumni of MCC here later in 2021, Lord willing. Next month, you all head up. So in 2 months from now, in June, that's right, you all head up to Wisconsin and kind of walk through the formalities of meeting the church and getting organized. And then, Lord willing, in December, moving. Is that still the plan?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to finish out fall semester on campus, and then we don't have necessarily a week in mind, but it will be after the fall semester. And then I'll have, hoping to graduate in December of 2023.
That's great. Well, it'll be fun to yet connect with you as a student online in some capacities. But we will stay close. All of the alumni of MCC, we text, we keep in touch, and we will do that and want to support you all as well. And we're excited for it. So, Kevin and Marie, this is not a goodbye yet, but we're excited for folks at MCC to be in the loop and to be praying for you. And we will continue to enjoy ministry together the next few months. Kevin's slated to preach in July, and then we will welcome this little baby Dunford as a part of our fellowship for a few months anyway. Yeah. Kevin and Marie, thanks for the time here on Voices of MCC podcast. Friends, until we get to meet again personally, the Lord bless and keep you. Kevin and Marie, thank you again.
Thanks for having us.